get your Bibles and turn to Deuteronomy 2. And right now, I want you to look to somebody while you turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2. And I want you just to say, neighbor. If there's nobody there, shout to somebody in front of you or behind you. Say, neighbor, you've been there long enough. Do you hear what you just said? You've been there long enough. I have a stirring in my spirit. I'm preaching this for somebody. I don't know who you are. Maybe it's online. Maybe it's on TV. I don't know. But we're preaching it for somebody. So we're going to be obedient to what he is speaking to us today. And I'll preach. The door prayer won't open next time. My God. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Whew. And then we're going to jump back to chapter 1. Lord, help us. Chapter 2, verse 1. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. As the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, you have compassed this mountain long enough. Your translation might say, you have circled this mountain long enough. Turn northward. The Message version says it like this, if I recall. You've been going in circles in these hills long enough. Somebody has been going in circles long enough. In other words, the Lord is bringing a word to you saying you are done circling this mountain. You're done circling this mountain. Cindy, can you turn that music on for me? We need an atmosphere here. You're done circling this mountain. Amen. The church of Jesus Christ, I'll say the church in America, around the globe, the church is growing leaps and bounds, but in America, we have fallen. We've dissipated, we've decayed, we see churches closing and people didn't last. I had somebody tell me, oh, COVID just destroyed us. Really? God ain't any more powerful than COVID? Shut your mouth. COVID didn't destroy it, you did. The Bible says a people without a vision will perish. That's what destroys churches, a church without a vision. We've come past this mountain long enough. You've circled the mountain long enough. Preachers, I know you watch because y'all steal my sermons. You've been right this mountain long enough. We've been doing the same thing over and over again in our personal lives. You cannot keep treating your marriage the same way and think it's going to somehow turn out different. You better check yourself. Keep being your same old foolish self, you're going to keep getting their attitude. You're going to keep getting them sitting off across the room glaring at you. Change your attitude, you'll change your life. The word of the Lord is, you've circled this mountain long enough. What you've been doing, it's not been working. God's got a new path for you. You've circled it long enough. You and I got to really check and say, do we really think that God brought everything, brought us through, everything that he brought us through, only to wander around here in life with the same old stuff and the same old results? Come on. I can't imagine that I've been through everything that I've been through only to keep wandering around in the same old stuff and get the same old results. That's not the God that I read in Scripture. I mean, look how marvelous it was when Jesus ministered. Brand new things, signs, wonders, miracles happening. Even in the early church, after Jesus leaves and the church grew, right on the day of Pentecost, right? What did the Bible say? They grew by thousands in a day. Because they understood that where they've been is not where they need to be. You better keep moving. Hallelujah. Some of you need to give a benediction to your past. Just announce a closing prayer over that thing. It is over. That relationship that you keep going back to, and it's toxic and it's awful and it's nasty and they bring out the worst in you, that's what God's saying. It's over. Shut the door. Delete their number. Block them. Do whatever it is you have to do. That season of your life that you keep wallowing in and staying in, the pig's pen, God says it's over. Remember, even the prodigal son, the Bible says when he came to himself. In other words, when he realized in his mind who he was and that, hey, this is not what God intended for me. If you get that in your mind right now, that where you've been is not the best that God has for you, I'm telling you, you'll stop circling that same old mountain and getting the same results. Whew. Deuteronomy chapter 1, flip over there. Jesus, help us. Deuteronomy chapter 1, just begin in verse 1. Bear with me while I lay this foundation for you. It says, these are the words which Moses spake to all Israel on the side of the Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain opposite Suf, between Faran and Tophel and Laban, Hazeroth and Dizdab. Watch this, verse 2. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. Now, for everybody who might think, oh, that's one of those verses you just read over and ignore, wrong. I'll break it down for you. It says it's an 11-day journey from Horeb by way of Mount Seir. Now watch this. By way of Mount Seir. Mount Seir means this: stubbornness and fear. In other words, you will stop circling the mountain you've been circling when you're willing to confront your own stubbornness and your own fear. What just happened? It got quiet. I know some of you in this room are stubborn and you're fearful. You're afraid of everything that you can't control. That's why you can't sleep. You know what the Lord spoke to me yesterday and said? I was seeking him about the message, and you've heard me say, even last week, I talked about how I can go to sleep. I don't stay up and worry about stuff because I'm just a person of faith. And I know, well, I'm going to get my sleep. God, you'll deal with it. The Lord spoke to me and said, Adam, the very sleep that you take is an act of faith. The fact that you can go to bed and sleep and stop worrying about whatever it is that's on your mind, that's faith. Oh, Lord. So you're gonna stop passing around this mountain when you go by the way of Mount Seir, which is your stubbornness and your fear. In other words, the real etymology of that is goat-like, meaning your flesh. When you and I will stop letting our flesh get in the way, our stubbornness and our fear, because see, you know, if we're led by the Spirit, we ain't stubborn. And we're not full of fear. Are you following me? But it's because our goat-like, which represents our flesh, that gets us in the way. It's our flesh that's caused us to keep circling this time. Hallelujah. So anytime you and I get ready to go to a place we've never been, we have to step out in faith. And the enemy to our faith is what? Fear. My good Lord. When you and I step out on faith, the road you have to be able to take is fear. When you step out on faith, you've got to be willing to confront your fear. You say, well, what if? Well, I thought that was the plan of God. Well, I thought that's what God had called me to do. Well, I thought, well, what you thought might have been wrong. Do you know how many times I've been wrong and I thought it was God and he said, nope, that was your flesh. You got caught up in your feelings. Hey, and the anointing is more than a feel. My feelings have gotten me in some trouble too. Hello. Oh, I know you all better than me. If you get caught up in your feelings, they'll get you in trouble. The church gets caught up in feelings, I'm telling you, and we mistake it for the anointing, and that's how we've missed God. That's why we keep getting the ridiculous results that we're getting. It ain't real. It was never real. He said, that wasn't my anointing. That was your flesh getting gratified. My God. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I'm preaching better than you're responding. That's why when you were a heathen and you were doing things that you knew were godly, did it feel good? Yeah. And then later you was like, boy, that was dumb. Because you got caught up in your feelings. Uh-huh. I know. Every time I see someone from my past, I'm just like, and they're like, I can't believe you're a preacher now. Yeah, I am. Glory to God. He says, from Horeb by way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. What's Kadesh Barnea? Means a wanderer and a fugitive. You know how many people in the body of Christ have been wanderers and fugitives? We're just on the run. We're wandering. We haven't figured out where we fit in yet. I don't know where I fit in yet. Whew. Boom, there it was. I just dropped into somebody. You've been trying to figure out where you fit in. You're a wanderer, like a fugitive. Everywhere you go, it's not fitting and it's not working. Here's your sign. Right here. Here's your sign. By way of Kadesh Barnea. Drop down to verse 3. It says, now it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake to the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him as commandments to them, after he had killed Sihon king of the Amorites, who dwell in Heshbon, and Og king of Bashan, who dwelt at Astaroth in Edrei. Now, there's so much here, and I do not have time to give it all to you. So I'm going to give you the abbreviated download of this revelation today. This scripture is happening before they crossed the Jordan. The Jordan, which is the place of new beginnings. The Lord is saying through this scripture, there are some enemies of your past that you're going to deal with right now. Right now. Because you can't cross into what's new until you settle what is behind. This is why some relationships don't work. Because you didn't settle. You thought you settled it. And then you get in the relationship and all this stuff keeps bubbling up. Settle it. Because you can't enjoy the new beginning for still dealing with what's old. That's good. He said, right there in verse 4, after he had killed Sihon, king of the Amorites. Every time you see Amorites in Scripture, here's a good lesson for you. Every time you see Amorites mentioned in Scripture, it means an attack from behind. An attack of the feeble and the weak. In other words, the Amorites will always represent the enemies of your past. Uh-huh. That's why there are some people in your life always talk about then. They're never talking about now and what's ahead of you. They're always talking about then. Hello. You need to start mark those that are among you that are always reminding you of your past. They are an Amorite. And what does it say happened? They killed the king of the Amorites. You need to shut that down right now. The Amorites always represent your past. Always represent your past. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And they always come to attack when you are feeble and you are weak. That's why when you and I were worshiping earlier and singing glory, glory, hallelujah, God's church is marching on, that was God filling your tank. If you've been weak and if you've been weary, if you've been feeling feeble, that is him just filling you up, that you don't have to run on empty. You don't have to run on barely getting by. You don't have to wonder and worry about what's coming or what's next, but that you can begin to believe in him above all else and stop believing in yourself and stop believing in your own strength and stop believing in what everybody else is telling you. Anything that is not speaking to your present issue or your future is an Amorite. My God. Devil, shut up. There's a name in scripture, Manasseh. Manasseh literally means, in the original etymology, past shut up. Some of you just need to, next time someone says, I'm just Manasseh, that way you don't tell them shut up. They might think you said a word. Better them to think that than anything else. And better than you to say, shut up, you can just say, Manasseh. They don't need to know what you mean. You just walk away. When they say something at work about, just Manasseh. When someone in your family tweets something or posts something about you, just type Manasseh. They don't need to know nothing. In order for them to figure it out, they're going to have to study the word. So it's a good thing. You know, they'll figure it out when they begin to study the word. Manasseh, glory to God. Don't let anybody remind you of who you were and how ugly you used to be in your past. Manasseh. Hey, those of you in marriages and relationships, just decree Manasseh to the past. It is over. Past, shut up. Past, shut up. Whatever they did yesterday, come on. Whatever they did 6 months ago, whatever they did 5 years ago, past, shut up. It is over. I'm not going to keep dwelling at this mountain and getting the same old results. It's been unfruitful for me, but the word of the Lord is, hey, I have dwelt here long enough. Say that with me. I have dwelt here long enough. Yes. I have dwelt here long enough. We have. Glory to God. Aren't you glad you came to church today? Verse 5. I almost feel like Dr. Howe is nudging me on this morning. Hallelujah. On verse 5. On this side of the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, oh, the Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, oh, looky there, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites. Go confront those people of your past, Manasseh, and unto all the places there, nigh thereunto, in the plain and the hills and in the vale and in the south and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. In other words, let me break it all down and make it simple. Break camp and advance. That's exactly what the scripture, he's saying, you've been camping at the mountain long enough. Oh my God. Church, you've been camped out in poverty long enough. He says, break camp and advance. What you were doing earlier, see, God knows what he's doing even when we don't. What you were doing earlier when he orchestrated us to sing that song, you were breaking camp and advancing before you even knew you were breaking camp and advancing. Hallelujah. Amen. See, you were already walking in and marching in what God was about to speak. Amen. Don't you just love how God works all things together for good? Hallelujah. I didn't know we was going to sing that song. I didn't even know I was going to preach this until I went and grabbed it. Glory to God. Break camp and advance. My God. I'm not going to camp there. I'm not going to camp out and surrender to my limitations. I'm not going to surrender to what I'm told my limitations are. Oh, my. I'm not going to believe the report of the doctor over the word of God. I'm going to break camp and advance. I'm not going to believe the balance in my checkbook because I serve a God of more than enough. Don't go writing checks and then emailing me when you bounce them. I'm telling you to believe God over your bank. Believe God over your, because people do that. They'll say, the preacher, you said don't believe it, so I wrote a check and it bounced. Well, duh. I'm saying, believe God. to meet a need, believe God for a check to come in the mail, for someone to give you a Holy Ghost handshake, for the government to have made a mistake for something. Believe God for more than what it is. Believe Him for favor, that when you go into work, you'll get a promotion that you don't deserve and you don't even have the knowledge for, but you'll get it anyway. Believe in God more than anything else. You're going to break camp in advance. I'm done believing and staying in the same mindset, because where the mind goes, the man goes. And I've been in this ugly mess of dwelling in my past and everything I don't have and everything that hasn't worked and all the mistakes that I've made. Amen. But I'm going to break camp in advance. Glory, glory, hallelujah. God's church is marching on. Hallelujah. He says, turn you and take journey. My God. See, it requires an action. It means you got to do something. Don't leave it all up to God. See, we get lazy in church. We'll just sit there and don't touch me. That's like people who pray for a spouse and all you do is sit in your house. Lord, just you're going to send them. They're just going to knock on my door. A divine appointment. It means you got to do something. You know. Oh, Jesus, I'll let that alone. Verse 8. Verse 8, see, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land. In other words, what I've prepared for you, you've been delayed because you've been dwelling in the same place where you are. But I've set the land before you. All you got to do is go in and possess it. It says, which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them to the descendants after them. Now, if you would back up to verse 6, where it says, on this side of the Jordan in the land of Moab, Moses began to explain this law, saying, the Lord your God spoke to us in Horeb. God is speaking to you in your Horeb. What is Horeb? Your Horeb is simply a waste place. Horeb is this. Watch me. This is how I know this is the word for today, for somebody. It means a waste place, but it means to destroy you gradually. Ah. Meaning the devil doesn't just come in and, you know, take you out like that. Sometimes he'll try, sister. But it's how the enemy will wear you down under pressure. Pressure from all sides and every side, to where we just settle into something that doesn't look like what he promised. So we end up settling in and living in a waste place, being destroyed gradually. It means a loss by breaking you down. You know why we always have a honeymoon in the first year of marriage, and then you're just like, you know, someone's getting married and you're just like, oh, just wait till you get through your first year. Everyone has been married. And the reason is, not that it's supposed to be that way, y'all. Stop believing the lie. You could be married 20 years and be like you're year one. If you'll stop allowing your marriage to be your Horeb. Oh my God. I just dropped a bomb on you all. We're letting our families and our marriages and our disappointments break us down. Hey, you might be sitting here all alone. You're saying, well, what am I supposed to do? They're not here. Well, you're here. And now you'll know for the next time. That the next person you meet, if they don't celebrate you, bye. What's the saying I've always said? Surround yourself with people that celebrate you, not tolerate you. Come on, there are people we tolerate, and then there are people that we need to celebrate. I celebrate you. Every time I see you and you come into worship, I celebrate you, right? The people you want to be able to live with someone that celebrates you day in and day out. Amen. The minute you see that starting to decay, something is wrong. They were caught up in the wrong moment. But I'm telling you, if you are born again, blood-bought believer, filled with the Holy Ghost, they will celebrate you because they know what they've got. And if they're not born again, blood-bought, baptized in the Holy Ghost, you don't need them anyway. See you, bye. See you, bye. Because you need to, some of you in this place, you need to get the gift of goodbye. Get the gift. Go home today and delete them off Facebook. Go home today and block them on Twitter. Go home today and block them on your phone. Get the gift of goodbye. If they don't meet the criteria of God in His Word of what a spouse should be, bye. I'm just preaching truth to you. I know it's hard to digest. Just breathe. See, it all gets better. Just take a breath. It's a word for you today. I'm not preaching mad at you. I'm preaching to give you what you need. God's about to bring you out of your Horeb, your waste place, your waste place. A loss by breaking down, a loss by decay. In other words, this is a slow destruction. That's what the enemy does. You know what the enemy has done to our nation? It was a slow destruction. We can't blame one man, one woman, one Congress, one church. It was a slow decay. My God. It was a slow decay, but God brings a word today and says, to you and to our nation and to our church and to our family, you've been there long enough. Come on, I want you to believe this. Don't just believe this for you. I want you to believe it for our church. This is the year of expansion. The year of expansion. We're not buying all this property up behind us so we can say, oh, look at us. We're not going to keep buying property on the East End and own every block that we can own, and I'm just telling you. I'll see y'all got quiet because you don't have faith for it. The goofballs in government here don't know how to revitalize, so let me show you. That's the point. When the politicians can't do their job, we'll show you how the kingdom of God does it. So sit back and watch. Hallelujah. Because God is bringing us out of our Horeb. I am not going to stand to keep pastoring in a Horeb and keep people in their waste place. I'm going to show them how God can bring them out of a Horeb, out of a slow, destructive place, and turn it into something else. How we will go in and possess the land. What we have done is come in to possess a land. We're going to turn this Horeb into the promised land, glory to God. We're going to do it. 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 We're going to do the kingdom of God, bring it to earth in this place. Hallelujah. You say, how? Just watch. Just watch. If you don't have faith for it, just sit there, be quiet. Just don't say nothing. We don't need your naysaying, whining, complaining, negativity. Just be quiet and watch God. Father, just shut every negative thinker right now. Shut their mouth. Shut their mind down and stir up vision. Stir up vision in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If they're not ready to leave, if they're not ready, God, to leave their Horeb, we'll possess it. We'll move on. Because glory, glory, hallelujah, God's church is marching on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, the Bible says, and I got to get ready to close with it. The Bible says, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Dwelt. Oh, I just love the Word of God. See, this is why it's important to be a student. The Bible says, study to show yourself. How do I know all this? Study to show yourself approved. Dwelt. When you have dwelt at that place you've been long enough, you know what that word means? It means to remain, to settle, to marry. You've married your destructive lifestyle. You've married into the slow, destructive stuff that's been going on. In other words, you've made covenant with it. Whew. My God, that's good. You've married it. And you've made covenant with something in some place where you do not belong. This is why we must be a people of faith. This is why this beginning this year, starting on Tuesday, we're doing prayer and fasting to get you to see who you are and whose you are, and that God has a place for you and it's not where you are. It's a place you've not yet reached. You've settled in a place you don't belong. My God. God has been calling you. God has brought you to this moment to provide for you a way of escape. Somebody, you've been praying, God, when is things going to change? God, when is there going to be breakthrough? Right now. Right now. This is it right now. You wonder when a physical breakthrough is going to happen right now. If you'll dare to believe and you'll receive this word, I'm telling you, you will receive it. You say, well, I thought you God would do anything. Well, then you don't understand how this all works. As I was going to preach on prayer, some of you might remember, I did preaching about who we are and why we walk in, why God has given us dominion. Meaning God can't do anything without man. We've got to pray and we've got to ask. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you need to believe God and be willing to ask God right now that you need and you're going to desire a breakthrough. It's time for you to break through. It's time for you to break out. God has anointed you in the midst of your trouble. Yes, you've been through trouble, but God's anointed you. I want you to understand the trouble that you and I've been through, it's really been your friend. The trouble you've been going through is really your friend. That's why the Bible says all things work together for good. It's your friend. You are been cussing that thing. Griping and complaining. It's your friend. Your boss who gets on your nerves, they're your friend. Understand, God's using it to try to spur you up out of your Horeb. To say, enough is enough. I'm believing God for breakthrough. I'm believing for more. I'm believing for more. I'm believing for more in ministry. I'm believing for more in the kingdom. I'm believing for better health. I'm believing for better finances. I'm believing for better wisdom. I'm believing for better joy. I'm believing for whatever it is. Trouble is really my friend. I used to say it this way. Trouble is an incubator for greatness. That's what trouble will do for you. It's an incubator for greatness. Hallelujah. You've dwelt at this mountain long enough. Are you hearing me today? You've dwelt at this mountain long enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've dwelt there long enough. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, Father, help us right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to close with these 2 points. There's so much to this text. And then I'm going to give an altar call for every person who's in Horeb. And that you'll dare break camp in advance. But before I challenge you with that, I got to give you a warning. The Bible says in Luke chapter 9, verse 62, put your hand to the plow, because no man who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Put your hand to the plow. Because no one who looks back is fit. What's the word really mean when he says it? When it says his fit, he really means if you keep looking back and reaching back, you're not qualified for the royalty, rule, and the reign of the kingdom. In other words, if you keep looking back and reaching back, you've disqualified yourself for what God has ahead of you. The royalty, I love that. The royalty, rule and reign of the kingdom. Because you remember, you are and I are kings and priests, the Bible says. You just haven't stepped into it like yet. You're like David on the backside of the desert. You haven't been discovered yet, but get ready. Get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, because you're about to break camp in advance. It was just like that. David was on the backside of the desert, took lunch, and then all of a sudden, he was discovered. Get ready. Stop looking back. Stop looking at everything that God didn't do, everything people didn't do. Hey, this is not about anyone else. This is about you. I know people have hurt you. I know people have disappointed you. Let them go. Don't you be the Amorite in their life. Loose it and let them go. This is about you getting up out of your Horeb. You've dwelt there long enough. You've dwelt there long enough. Hallelujah. He says, break camp in advance. This is what I wanted to leave you with. When God says in his word for you and I to, we've dwelt at the mount long enough to break camp in advance. Oh, this is good. When he says in the word to break camp, it literally means to separate with suddenness. How many know through the word of God, he's a God of the suddenly. On the day of Pentecost, and suddenly, there was a sound. Suddenly. Oh, come on. This isn't a word to hype you up. This is a God-anointed, appointed word for this season. Suddenly. In other words, he's saying when you break camp, this is a sudden. He's going to separate you from what's been holding you. He's going to separate you from your Horeb. Suddenly. My God. Suddenly. It means to pull up the tent pegs. I'm going to quit dwelling where I've been dwelling, entertaining who I've been entertaining. I'm pulling up my tent pegs. In other words, we've been anchored to some stuff that we don't need to be anchored to. This is the day. If you want this year to be like every other year, then just sit there. Do nothing. And you'll keep getting the same results, and you can go through the motions. Get the chills and thrills, that the cheapness. You'll just get the overflow effect of the anointing that we're receiving. But it won't carry you anywhere. What this message is about is you've dwelt there long enough, and if you'll dare to believe and stand on the word, and you'll receive it. So I've been dwelling in a waste place. And I've been under a slow, destructive process. Stand to your feet across this room. I've been in a waste place. Some of you have been wasting away spiritually. Hey, there are people that watch us all over the world online and on TV. Hey, I want to tell you something. You've been wasting away spiritually. Break camp in advance. Get up from your seat at home and make a few steps if you have to. Do it prophetically. And then stop sitting at home and get plugged into a good church. Break camp in advance. If you've been under the slow, destructive power of the enemy over your health, your finances, your marriage, your mind, your job, I don't care what it is, but you have dwelt at Horeb. You've been in that place. You may have to confront some fears at Kadesh Barnea. Along the way, you may have to do that, but I'm telling you, he's going to bring you into the promised land. that was promised to you. In other words, he's going to do what he says he will do, but he's been waiting on you. If you believe that you have dwelt in that place long enough, then I want every person that agrees with that word, receives that word, and believes it to be theirs, that we're going to go into this year and we're going to break camp and we're going to advance and take what God has promised us. You come up here and we're going to begin to pray, and we're going to pray not some cutesy tootsy little, you know, quiet little prayer. I mean, we're going to pray, we're going to break camp, and we're going to advance. I need every person who's a warrior and an intercessor to begin to pray. I need every person that will allow themselves to be stirred up by the Holy Ghost to begin to pray. I want every person that would just say, I'm done being there. I'm not going to lose anything more like I've lost, but this is my moment. I've dwelt there long enough. Just by you responding is prophetic in itself. Just by you taking a step or two or three, you just got yourself right up out of Horeb. You need to just acknowledge that now. You are not even in Horeb anymore. You've left the place of destruction, my God. You've left that slow destructive place. In other words, you just stepped yourself right out of the grip of the enemy. He's had his grip on you. It's like he's been taking the life right out of you. My God, how many of you remember that spirit of Python? I just heard the Lord say that it's just lost its grip. That thing that's been suffocating you and driving you out and taking your breath and making you feel like you can't even catch your own breath. Some of you might understand what I mean. You felt almost like claustrophobic, like the walls have been closing in. You need to understand the word of the Lord is decreeing and declaring over you today that you just broke yourself free from that thing, that it just loosed from it right now. What you're feeling and what you're sensing is that loosening and that letting go of it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That spirit of divination just left you. It just left you. It just let loose in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you and I praise you, God, for every person in the front of this place. I thank you, God, for every person that made a symbol, a step out in their home, a step out in their car, or in their office, God. Lord, whenever they're listening to it online, God, whatever that they did, an act of faith, God, we're leaving Horeb. Father, we've already left. God, I've already stepped out of it, God. I begin to walk into, I've broken camp, I've pulled my tent pegs, I've packed up, and I'm on my way. I'm on my way, God. And so, Lord, I'm done being where I am. God, I'm done being surrounded by the things I've been surrounded by. God, I'm done getting the same results I've been, but I press on. I leave behind everything that I've been working with and sitting with and entertaining with. God, I leave it behind right now. Father, release your anointing. Your word declares that, Lord, it is the anointing that destroys every yoke. Every person that can pray in the Holy Ghost, do it. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that your anointing will destroy yokes that are strangulating and suffocating people and holding them hostage and keeping them in the same place and getting the same results. But God, I pray today for be the deliverer. God, be the deliverer that only you can be in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We rebuke every devil. We rebuke every devil that's trying to hold people in captivity. We rebuke every devil that's trying to hold people in Horeb, in that slow, destructive place right now in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree over every person, over every believer under the sound of my voice, that you have stepped out, that you're delivered, that you would step into your promised land in the name of Jesus. Your word declares, O God, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So we welcome and we step into our freedom. We step into our freedom right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. God, we give you honor. Lord, we give you praise. And Father, I just speak breakthrough. I speak breakout right now in this place. I thank you that, Lord, every area, God, where we've not been reaping good results, every area that hasn't been full of joy and peace and goodness and kindness, God, every area that hasn't looked like God, sounded like God, I thank you I've just walked out and left it behind. Every person that hasn't encouraged me to go into my future, but they've been a reminder of my past, we leave them behind and we just say Manasseh to it. We just say Manasseh. We kill every Amorite within our midst. We slaughter that thing and we walk away in the name of Jesus. And we keep pressing on. We keep pressing on. And we keep pushing forward in the name of Jesus. Name above every other name. King of kings and Lord of lords, we pray in the name of Jesus today. Now I declare and I decree over these people, you have dwelt here long enough. You have dwelt here long enough. You have have dwelt here long enough. Hallelujah. You've dwelt here long enough. You've dwelt here long enough. You've dwelt here long enough. Yes, you've dwelt here long enough. Hallelujah. Long enough. You've dwelt here long enough. Yeah. You've dwelt here long enough. He said, you've dwelt here long enough. You've dwelt there long enough. Hallelujah. We've dwelt here long enough. We've dwelt here long enough. We've dwelt there long enough. Hallelujah. We've dwelt there long enough. We've dwelt there long enough. We've dwelt there long enough. Hallelujah. Long enough. We're leaving it behind. We're leaving it behind. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. We've dwelt there long enough. You've dwelt there long enough. You've dwelt there long enough. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you've dwelt there long enough. You've dwelt there long enough. Just receive it. You've just stepped out of Horeb. You stepped out of the slow destructive place. Yes, you have. The slow destructive place. And now you're stepping into the season of promise. It'll be new. It's not going to look like or feel like what you're used to. Nothing like it will be like what you're accustomed to, because you've not yet been in the season of promise. But now that you enter the season of promise, it's going to look different. It's going to feel different. Everything about it will be different and peculiar and strange to you, because it's not going to gratify the flesh. That's why. It's only going to be spirit to spirit, spirit to spirit, and you will know it. You will know the truth because of the Spirit. So, Father, I thank you right now. I thank you. Into your relationship. You've been there long enough. And so one of you can't go into the promised land without the other. You've been there long enough. So I speak unity. Unity like never before in the name of Jesus. Unity like never before. Unity. My God. And healing right now. Healing. The power and the anointing of God heal you deeply. Heal you deeply. Heal you deeply. The deep wounds. Wounds that you didn't even cause one another, but they're deep. They're in there. They're in there. They're in there. They're in there. See, I want you to understand, you'll never be the substitute. Husband, you're never going to be the substitute. Let God do what God do. You just lead her to him. You just be the spiritual head. Let God do the deep healing. Let God do what he needs to do. And I want to encourage you, honor him like the man that he is. Just honor him, and God will honor you honoring him. I'm telling you, healing. Healing into the deep places. Into the deep places in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The results of this relationship just took a turn. They just took a turn. We just held a graveside service for what used to be. For what what used to be. For 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 what used to be. You've been there long enough. You've been there long enough, every one of you. You've been there long enough. Father, I just seal this moment. Seal it. Do it. Do it. That God, when we turn from this altar this morning, and people at home turn from where they're standing, we are doing what this word said. Turn and take your journey. This word is for somebody. What you are struggling with and you can't get past it, you are going to turn. When you move from this altar, whether I touched you or not, it's not about me. It is about you. It is about you. When you turn from this altar, you are going to turn and you're going to take your journey. Where's your journey go? To the promised land. So everything that has been slowly destroying you, leave it right here. Leave it right here. Leave it right here. Don't not take it with you. You're not going to be tempted. You're not going to be tried. You need to believe in who God says that He is. He is more than enough. That stuff is over. That nonsense is over. You're going to turn and take your journey. Turn and take your journey. My God. I'm leaving my bad health right here at the altar. I'm leaving my terrible credit score right here at the altar. I'm leaving my financial issues, my health issues, my marital issues. I'm leaving my addictions. I'm leaving my all the things that get me tied up and caught up. I'm leaving it all right here. Right here. Right here. And I'm going to turn and take my journey. My God. And I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Because this, watch this. This church is going to be a pioneer once again, we're going to pioneer. Hear the word of the Lord. We're going to pioneer in this area something brand new. And this church can't move on without you. Hey, watch this. This is how the kingdom of God works. I'm not going down because God's not going down. And if God's not going down, you're not going down. Are you following me? So see, when you turn and take your journey today, we're linked because we're in the family of God. And so if you really understand the family of God, I'm not going to let you go down because I'm not going down. And I'm not going down because He's not going down. Oh, God's not leaving the throne. So I want you to receive your healing, your financial miracle, whatever it is that you came to the altar to leave behind. Turn and take your journey and leave it here. And now understand we are interlocked. We are interlocked in a way that I'm telling you is going to astound people. It's going to astound people. It's going to astound people. Father, bless these people and their bold and daring faith for stepping out of Horeb. And now, God, they're about to turn and take their journey. God, as they turn and take their journey today, and God, as we sow tithes and offerings in this place, and people give online, God, bless it, multiply it, bring increase. God, as we begin our fast this week, God, you are going to break and destroy yokes. God, you are going to take us to higher places and deeper things. God, you are going to do extraordinary things. We thank you in advance for miracles, signs, wonders, healing, deliverance. God, we thank you for extraordinary results in our community, God, in our marriages and our relationships and our finances, God, breakthrough all around. God, we give you the praise. God, we give you the glory. And we honor you right now. In Jesus Christ, your mighty name, amen. Amen. Now turn and take your journey. Turn and take your journey. Be blessed and have a beautiful week in Jesus.